And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Prescott, Billy Orr.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to the Talk of the Town, KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live everywhere around the world on KQNA.com. My name is Billy Orr. I am Mayor of the Pro Tem, Mayor Pro Tem with the City of Prescott and Councilwoman, and I'm very excited to be today as your host. And I'm filling in for Mayor Greg Mingarelli, Greg is actually on a fishing trip. So we wish him the best, and hope he catches lots of things and has a good time. You know, we all need that break. I will tell you, I need a break. I've not been out of town since last summer when I went to see my kids. But here we are. We're gonna have a good time today, and I appreciate you guys listening. When the mayor asked me, John Hanley asked me if I would do this, I said, absolutely. John said, Billy, you want me to put something together for you, kind of a script, which is what he usually does. I said, no, we've got this one because we're going to talk about well-being. So some of you might know, some of you might not know, but that the City of Prescott created this year, I've been wanting to do this for a couple of years, but we created the Mayor's Commission on Well-Being. We actually started it off in January, and one of the first things we did was, to choose our commissioners. We have some amazing commissioners that I'll talk about in a little bit. But first of all, I want to introduce the two commissioners that I have with us today, and that is our chairman, who is John Murphy.
Hey, Billy.
How are you, John?
Great.
And our vice chair, who is Peg Travers.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And these are no strangers to our community. John Murphy is very involved in the, what is the garden, the Victory Garden?
We have a Victory Garden mission.
Right.
And our Make 100 Healthy Foundation.
And then you also do the gardening club with the Prescott Lakes, so a lot of our listeners live in Prescott Lakes. They would
we
know
have the Prescott Lakes Gardening Club, yeah.
Exactly. And then Peg Travers, everyone knows Peg. She was head of the pickleball and the Pickleball Association and is a regional, what are you? You're an ambassador statewide.
Assistant Regional Director for USAPA, which is the United States Pickleball Association.
And it's amazing. And so Peg and I worked really hard on raising money along with Rita Kavanaugh.
Right.
To build the courts that we now have at Pioneer Park,
Pioneer Park is for
commerce.
It's packed
every day, and they are fantastic. And when we talk about well-being, that's certainly a part of well-being.
It certainly is.
As well as, being as healthy as we can, as long as we can, in our years of 100. Tomorrow I'm actually presenting a certificate to a gentleman who's turning 100.
Awesome.
And I'm very excited about it. You have the certificate. So I'll be at the Kiwanis Club early in the morning and presenting that certificate to him. I was just talking to Diane Tucker, who works here at KQNA, and her husband's grandfather just passed away. He was 107.
My
wow.
And was a World War II veteran. Yeah, amazing. Isn't that to live and have everything together? And
absolutely.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we're about. When we talk about well-being, we really want to be a city of well-being. So, John, let's start with you.
Sure.
When you tell people, one of my things that I do, I'm chair of Prescott Commission for Well-Being. They always probably say, well, what is that?
Well, the Commission for Well-Being is really a commission that we put together to try to create the best practices and to share all the great resources that we have already in our community, and we want to amplify their message so that our good citizens can take advantage of all the great things to give them a healthy lifestyle and a healthy longevity.
Exactly, because there's so much going on. There's so many groups. I was on yesterday, we're looking at doing something for our Prescott Area Imagination Library, and we were talking about all the nonprofits that are already out there And you know, is there something you can capitalize on? We can amplify the messages that are there, as you said. And so we are inviting lots of partners to come in with us on this mission. And so, Peg, what about you when somebody asks you, what do you mean you're a commissioner or vice chair for the Commission on Well-Being?
Well, the other thing was very important to us is to take a look at what's out there. What are the services and what's available to people to help them be the healthiest that they can be? And do we have any gaps where we need to try to help fill those gaps? What we found in our initial lookout is that we've got a lot of resources, and people are almost overwhelmed with trying to figure out where to go to get
which one.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. So, you know, that's one of the things that we're going to be working on, is trying to help people find help.
Right.
They need it.
Right. And you know, it's interesting because, as I said earlier, what really got me going on this was the Gallup poll. They did a survey about well-being cities in America. And lo and behold, Prescott turned up on that list in 2017. And I thought, wow. And when I read the study, I thought, my, there's so much here that we could do and make better. And here it is now, 2020. Took me a couple of years to get it going, but we had election in between. We had a lot of things going on. But we have it going. And we started it in January. And, of course, and what hit in February, March, of course, COVID hit. Mm. So a lot of our activities and things that we had planned, we were not able to do. But we did move forward. So John, why don't you tell the folks about our strategic planning that we did with Bert Ijams?
Well, that was really a lot of fun. The commissioners got together, and Bert Ijams is wonderful. She was a great facilitator.
For our listeners, Bert is the executive director of Meals on Wheels.
She's wonderful, and she helped us crystallize our vision and our mission and our action plan. And we really decided that Prescott has enough resources that we really, if we put a concerted effort, that we really could become the premier city of well-being in all of America.
And what is our vision, Peg?
Our vision is to become the premier city of well-being in America.
There we go. Very good, John.
I memorized
you
that.
You got it.
And so, our mission is to engage the citizens who live, learn, work, and play in Prescott and in the lifelong pursuit of well-being through communication, motivation, and action.
And to me, that were two things. Certainly, we want to motivate people to participate. We want to educate them about what it is, but we really want them to move
and
to make
I think
things
that,
happen around well-being.
I think that foundation really gave us the impetus to start building programs and start reaching out to local businesses, communities, and experts. And then COVID hit, and we decided that we didn't want to stop reaching out to our citizens. In fact, we felt there was never more important time than to get a pulse on the current mindset of well-being.
Right, right.
And we designed a survey that has been very well received, and we should talk about the survey a little.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we got we're getting a pulse of all the good things that Prescott offers, some of the things that people would like to see more of, and different things. And it really, it's allowing us to educate ourselves so we can seek first before we act.
And let's talk about our commissioners, because I think that's important. We really handpicked the people that we thought could, you know, give something to the commission, and that represented a lot of people within our community. We have Christy Everson. Christy is very involved in sustainability when it comes to housing, the environment. She is co-owner of Mandalay Homes, and she is attending Prescott College. And has a lot to that she wanted to contribute. And she's helping us with our podcast that we'll talk to talk about in a few
minutes. She's an amazing woman who really is a student of learning. And that helps us a lot with finding resources. And you talked about our future Prescott well-being wisdom podcast series. And we're going to really, really be able to give our local folks access to the people that are really in the know in all the areas.
And as they build their homes, they really do are concerned about making sure that the homes are healthy homes.
Yes,
that the
smart homes
are smart homes, that they will are sustainable and energy wise.
And also very important, Christy's a mom. So
she is a mom.
She brings that perspective to us. She has young children, and
yes,
we want to make sure that we understand the needs of all of our citizens,
right,
young ones too.
And they do a lot of gardening. They're just an amazing family. So very happy to have Christy with us. We also have our rock star, Terry Fornetti, and a lot of you out there know Terry because she is the community outreach person for the Yavapai Community Health. So happy that when I asked her if she would do it, she said she would love to do it. And of course, then Leslie said, go for it. She's the one that should be on this. And she's been so helpful through all of the COVID.
She's been great.
She's been great, but through everything, she knows everything about health. She knows all the different groups that are out there. She actually coordinates a lot of those groups. So really happy to have Terry Fornetti with us. And then another person we have that many people will recognize, and that's Cecilia Jernigan. Cecilia is like the networking queen.
I think she's listening too.
I'm sure. Hi,
Cecilia.
Hi, Cecilia.
Yeah, she. Cecilia and I are a lot alike in a ways. We know a lot of people in the community that want to do different things, and we connect a lot of those dots. And she's been very helpful from that point of view. And so, very happy to have Cecilia Jernigan with us, and we also have Vicki Johnson. Vicki owns the water store that's in the mall, and she does, she's done lifelong education teaching about health and well-being. Mm-hmm. So happy
she
to
has
have
a wealth
her.
Of information.
She does.
She does a lot of education and
every
is
Saturday.
Really, really committed to hydration and,
yep,
and cellular health. And that's just so important.
That's a big part of well-being. We also have, Lori Kennedy with us, and Lori Kennedy, is the coordinator of, public relations with Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, and she has been involved in a lot of different groups since she and her husband came here, and she helps me write that article that we write for a couple of the magazines. And then we have Bonnie McMahon. Bonnie is very active with
Pilates,
mm-hmm, helping people stay healthy, focused on their bodies and what needs to be done. She's a private coach.
Mental and spiritual, physical.
Exactly. Yep. And then we have, of course, Kelly Tolbert. Kelly is our staff liaison. And we just had join us Rita Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And Rita has worked for years, well, 20-plus years.
In the medical field. She's
in the medical,
worked in radiology,
yes,
and has a tremendous understanding.
She does. And so we have a great, well-rounded, and I am fortunate enough to be the liaison and kind of,
well, we're grateful for your vision and your,
thank you,
and your trust in us to serve the citizens and to try to give them the best well-being environment possible.
This is something I've wanted to do, like I said, for at least 2 years, and I'm really glad that we're on the right track. And we have a ways to go, but as soon as we left that, the veil on activities, we're going to be able to really hit the ground running because we've done a lot of preparation work. We've actually been meeting twice a month,
mm-hmm,
yep,
since January. And so we've got a lot done, but it's kind of been behind the scenes, brochures, articles.
We have to mention the website.
The website, which is amazing. And we're going to talk about the survey before we go, because we're going to take a break here in a minute. Before we do that, let's mention that. Please go on the city website. And very easy to find us. When you bring up, there'll be a series of tiles, and right in the center is the well-being, and it says, take this survey. And right now we have almost 900 surveys that have been taken, but we want a lot more. So we ask you, everyone that's listening, we'll take you only just a second. There are 16 questions. We'll talk about it when we come back from break. But about 16 questions, and we would love for everybody that's listening to go and to take the survey. So I will, you're listening to the Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live at KQNA, and we'll be right back.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
The days are getting short, the nights are cooling off, and if you haven't done so already, it's time to take advantage of our annual pre-buy program. Buy your winter propane at summer prices. That's right, lock in a summer price for the entire winter. This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane inviting you to join your friends and neighbors in planning ahead for the winter. Stop by or call us at 636-1600. Better yet, order online and save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Yavapai County, your ingenuity is inspiring. Since COVID-19, you've changed how you keep in touch with family, found new ways to stay fit, and adopted habits to keep yourself and others safe. And now, you can participate in dynamic health and wellness presentations right from your laptop. Healthy Conversations is Yavapai Regional Medical Center's new virtual speakers bureau. It's also your connection to informative presentations from YRMC Healthcare Experts. You'll learn the benefits of a plant-based diet, how to deal with varicose veins, what self-compassion means, and lots more. And during live presentations, you can submit questions to the speaker from your laptop or other device. Check out the Healthy Conversations calendar and register at yrmchealthconnect.org. You'll find us under the Events tab. Ingenuity inspired by you.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Napa Know-How. At Napa, you can get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $26.99. An incredible oil for an unbeatable price from the best car people around. Making this deal the best of the best of the best of the best of the best deals around. That's Mobil 1, only $26.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 9/30/20.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Pro Tem, Billy Orr.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Billy Orr, and I am filling in for the Mayor, Greg Mingarelli, and enjoying being here with my guests, who are our Chair and Vice Chair of the Mayor's Commission on Well-Being. We call it Prescott's Commission on Well-Being. John, I'd like for you to tell people about our, because remember now, we're on radio, and so you have to paint a picture of our logo.
Well, the logo,
I think, is fantastic.
The logo was amazing. The process of putting it together was something that we're so proud of, because it was really a combination. I'm looking at the logo right now, and it is five branches.
Right.
With five branches of a tree with a family. Very joyful, with two young children on either side,
awesome.
And we have Thumb Butte in the back.
Yes,
and
beautiful.
It is just a most beautiful logo that really captures the essence of what we've set out to do, which is to create the premier city of well-being in America.
So let's talk about those branches, because we have five branches. So when we talk about well-being for our commission, we're not only talking about health, we're talking about all of the balance of well-being, and there are five branches that we talk about with well-being. So let's talk about, I think, one of my favorite. They're all important, but certainly number one is key for a well-being community.
Being part of a community, being connected, is one of the things that really, really is a great gauge for somebody's well-being index, really. Because
so it's purpose.
It's about being engaged and involved in the area where you live, so you feel like you're part of something special. And I have to say, Prescott has such a great sense of community, and so many people reach out to each other. And so community well-being is absolutely a key part of what we're trying to build.
So having purpose in getting up every day, enjoying what you're doing, that's a part of well-being. And
that's an important part of well-being. If you don't feel as if you have a purpose for getting up in the morning, then you don't.
Completing your goals, setting your goals, feeling that you can complete them. So that's branch number one. What about branch number two?
Well, the community well-being was branch number two. Branch number one was purpose.
Right.
So we have purpose, we have community.
Yes.
And then we have social well-being. The relationships you have and the people that you care for in your life, whether they're family, friends, social, friends. And the bottom line is the greatest predictor of longevity is feeling special, feeling connected, having social connection.
Right.
And you can be in physically in good health and you still might not be happy. And so physically you are being drawn down by feeling lonely, and a lot of people literally die because of loneliness.
So let's go back to community. John, I don't want to skip over community.
Sure.
Because community was the one that Prescott scored the best in on the Gallup poll in 2017, because we do have an amazing community that reaches out and volunteers. And, if you're not involved in the community in Prescott, you really need to give us a call, because we'll tell you where you can get involved, because there's so many opportunities, and we want to help people get more involved in their community.
Well, let's take a look at one of the local groups that was both part of, the Rotary Club.
Yes.
The Frontier Rotary Club, big shout out. There was a call to action. The Navajo Nation had a food shortage.
Yep.
And a Rotary Club, in a weekend,
got two huge
trucks to go out there and feed the folks out there and give them supplies and toiletries and give them comfort, which was just an amazing feeling. And we have such a great group of people in Prescott that are so good-hearted and warm-spirited.
Frontier Rotary, and we do a lot of great things out in the community, and we have a lot of other things coming up. So what's another branch? So we've had
financial well-being.
Community.
Financial.
A community, and what was it?
Social well-being. Social well-being.
Okay.
And then financial well-being is really important.
It is.
And that doesn't mean you have to be rich. It doesn't mean, because a lot of times people have a lot of money, it doesn't make them happy. It's about managing your economic life to reduce stress and to increase security so you are not stressing about money.
That's right.
And so it's about making the right choices. It's about saving money. It's about understanding your finances, because so many people don't even really know what their financial well-being is. So that's one of the first questions that we asked in our survey.
Right. And then the final one?
Physical well-being.
Physical. And that's what most people think about, I think, when they think about well-being. They think about health, which is a big part of it. But all these other things need to come with it, because you can't be physically really fit if you're really stressed out and don't have these other things to contribute.
I think it's wonderful that physical well-being was the fifth branch for us in our focus, because, you know, physically being fit has to do with being hydrated, exercise, movement, the food you eat. And so physically is really what people think, as you said, but all these other things are all contributing to a balanced life and having a feeling of well-being, feeling happy every day.
And it's a balanced tree. I think it's beautiful. If you go to the website, and Peg's going to talk about the website, if you go to the website, you will see our logo, and it has a lot of meaning for what it is we're trying to do. Peg, why don't you talk about the website?
So the first thing we needed to do is identify a place where people could go and find out about well-being. So we developed a website in conjunction with the Prescott City. And so you click on the city website, and you come into what the well-being website, and it talks about who we are, what our mission is, what the vision is, and then it goes into each of the five branches that John just discussed. And in addition to that, you can get links to help or resources. This was a bit overwhelming to us, because there are so many resources in Prescott. So, but we did choose some of the key resources, and this is going to be a moving target for us. We'll add resources as we find them. And so, if, for instance, if you wanted to go into the physical well-being, you could click on a YRMC and their Health Connect network and get a wealth of information there. If you wanted to go to the community website, you might find information about the food banks and where you can go to get help, emergency help, or just regular ongoing help. So each of these things we needed to put onto the website. In addition to this, the articles that have come out in Prescott Living magazine are listed there. And a little bit more about us. And again, we just set a place for ourselves in the city website, and it will be evolving as we evolve, as we identify what the city of Prescott needs to be the most well-being place in the United States.
And we will be posting our agendas there and our meeting notices, and the public is invited to our meetings and our next meeting. So if you have a pencil, write this down. We're actually going to do our very best to meet in public and in the council chamber. And so we'll be limited on space, but we'll have plenty of room. And that is going to be on October the 7th. We will start at 3, and we will be over by 5. So from 3 to 5, we will be meeting. Public is welcome. And so we hope to see you there. And I would just encourage everybody, Peg, you're talking about the website. Talk about the survey a little bit, about when they go to the website, how they take it.
So there are several places within the website where it will say take the survey. What we decided to do, knowing full well that we're in the middle of COVID, we decided to launch a survey to get an idea of where everyone is today and what's their level of well-being today, so that down the road we'll be able to redo the survey or do another survey and see if we've made any progress and see how people are doing. And there are 16 questions within the survey, and each of those are geared to figure out what is your level of well-being. So, for instance, with your physical, it would say how many things do you, what's your level of exercise, for instance? How many times a week do you exercise, and what do you do? and there are always comments. And right now we've gotten a lot of comments from people, and we're thrilled that people have taken the time to leave a comment. And we're going through each and every one of those comments to look for commonalities, so we can identify if there's something there that we need to improve well-being through the comments.
Well, one of the things that we got out of the survey was that we wanted to have a medical director, an advisor, that was noted, and we reached out to Dr. Sam Downing, and he is at YMRC, and he is opening up a geriatric longevity assessment center in January, and we're so honored to be able to ask his advice on medical issues so he can give us guidance.
And he was thrilled to join us.
He's a great guy, too. Everybody.
We had actually talked to Sam at the beginning, before we actually started, because we knew eventually we were going to need some more people involved with our well-being group, ad hoc support staff, support people that are, and there are a lot of people that want to help. So we're thrilled with that.
So let's talk about our partners.
Yeah, sure. So one of the biggest partners we have, obviously, is Meals on Wheels.
Yes.
We go to the elderly, and we've been able to communicate through Meals on Wheels.
It's interesting. I love the way that Bert Ijem says, yes, our job and our mission is to deliver food, but our real mission is to connect with people.
Yes.
And she took, I think I gave her like 200-plus surveys, and they delivered them to everybody that they deliver meals to. And it's just wonderful. They did not go online and complete it. Most of them don't have that access. And so we did it manually. And I love the comments that we're getting back from them, because of all the people in Prescott that we really need to touch and that need to be touched daily are certainly the people that are with Meals on Wheels.
Sure. And in addition to that, I spoke today to Victoria Hungerford with the Northern Arizona Council of Governments, NACOG, and they too are working to find ways to help people who might be infirmed or confined to homes. And they're actually having a health and wellness fair that's a virtual call-in on the phone September 25th. And if you would like to reserve a spot on that, September 25th, 10 to 12:30, there is going to be a beautiful program there. You can call 928-714-6255 and reserve a spot at the Health and Wellness Fair. And they're going to be talking about a number of different things, the agenda. So if you're sitting at home, you can't get out, and you want something to do on the 25th, they're going to talk about visiting the Grand Canyon. They're going to talk about strengthening and stretching and a number of other things. So we want to find ways to communicate with our partners, people who are trying to help different types of people, and this specifically is the elderly or the confined. What a great thing.
It is a great thing. And I'll tell you another partner that I think that we're going to really tap into, and that's Arizona Town Hall. For this particular subject, right now they're talking about vibrant communities. And is your community a vibrant community? And I'm on that board. I've worked to try to get this as one of our subjects. Unfortunately, again, COVID hit, so that has been challenging. But that is going to be available to everyone on October the 1st. That's a Thursday. 10 to 11:30 for about an hour and a half, and it will be virtual. It'll be Zoom. So we'll put that information on our website with well-being so that we can get the information out. So because this is working with Vitalists to see what are vibrant communities.
Right.
And certainly we feel that we have a vibrant community, but there are things that we can all do to make it better. So we will do that.
Another partner that we have is Parks and Recs.
I have to give
them a big hello. We have wonderful Parks and Recs department, hiking, biking, and all kinds of activities.
And Peg, you're the chair on that this year, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, that's another thing that Peg does. And I'll tell you, our Parks and Recs is
amazing. It's the best.
Yes.
I am so impressed with that organization.
Well, one of the survey questions that we had, what they liked most about living here, and I think universally, hiking was,
it was
way, way up. And
it
that was wonderful.
And I do that. I don't hike. But I definitely do a lot of walking, about 8 to 10 miles every day. And I love walking. It's just, it doesn't cost anything, except I need to get a new pair of shoes, so that's for sure. But it's just such a wonderful thing to do, is to get out and move. And like we're always telling everybody, and we'll come back and look at some of our survey questions, but take water with you. Make sure that you stay hydrated. So, folks, you're listening to the Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. I'm Billy Orr, and I'm here with John Murphy and Peg Travers, and we're talking well-being and the Commission on Well-Being in Prescott, and we'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's Arizona Equifest, a fun celebration of all things horses, is, and I repeat, is happening on Saturday, September 19th at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds. Gates open at 8:30, and there's free admission and free parking. There'll be plenty of opportunity to socially distance and breathe lots of Prescott's famous fresh air. You're into horses. Be sure to get educated at Equifest. Horseman Mike Kebble will be going over ground manners with yearlings in our clinician round pen from 10 till 12, and over in the Tail Ring, Williamson Valley Vet Miska Padgett will be talking about recognizing equine lameness, restoring soundness, and shockwave and pro stride at 10 a.m. And then at 11, Kristen Martucci from Essential Equine Therapy and Services will be giving a MagnaWave PEMF demo, as well as a Masterson Method bodywork demo. Do you want a great reason to stay at Equifest all day? Our entertainment will be cowboy poet and songwriter Gail Steiger starting at 4 p.m. That's Saturday, September 19th at Olson's Arizona Equifest. See you there.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Maricopa County Health Department is falling short of its goal to test people who may have COVID-19 antibodies. Agency Director Marcy Flanagan says only 38% of the targeted homes for this sero survey have undergone the voluntary testing. Another 105 homes are being sought to participate.
If public health or ASU volunteers come to your home inviting you to participate, please consider participating, even if you've already had an antibody test.
Flanagan says if Maricopa County gets an idea from this survey how many people are carrying COVID antibodies, health officials can make informed decisions on whether to relax social distancing and mask requirements. The survey wraps up Sunday. Flanagan says a last-minute testing blitz is on to get to the finish line.
As far as security and what happens to the samples are thrown away as soon as we test them for the antibodies, and they're not used for anything else.
Sunny and dry days, cool, clear nights into and through your KQ&A weather weekend, cooling overnight to about 58 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with highs tomorrow near 90, Friday through Sunday, 86. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to about 63, heating back up to near 100 Thursday, 96 Friday through the weekend. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening. Please be fire safe. And stay tuned as Talk of a Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back?
Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in store, curbside, and online for fast and reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
We're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back. I am Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr, Councilwoman, and just very happy to be here today with our two representatives from the Commission on Well-Being. John Murphy is our chair and Peg Travers is our vice chair. And we're just talking about our website and our survey and how you can help us. You can definitely help us by going to our website. Actually, pull the website up, and you can't miss. You go, there's a well-being tile, and it actually has our logo, and you can click on it, and you can take the survey. So we want you to go there, take that survey. It's really important for us to get as much feedback as we can. And then we're going to probably redo this maybe in about 9 months after we're able to do some activities and we kind of get through this COVID stuff and then see where else we want to go. Let's talk about the website. And so we just clicked on purpose.
Right.
So, Peg, talk about that.
One of the
us.
Things I was very impressed, because I had to find the links for purpose, was Serve Collective. So it's the first thing on the links when you go to purpose.
So that is a link that's on
it's
our purpose.
Link. Yep. We tried to find links that would be the most helpful for people, and this one is 15 churches that come together, Serve Collective. And they will provide spiritual help, resources, food. They do all kinds of things. And it's a Christian organization that's actually all come together. So there are a lot of really good links there. And if you can go in there and you need something, click on one of the links and you'll get plenty of information.
So, Peg, I'm looking under purpose, and the first one is Serve Collective, like we just talked about. Mm-hmm. Jesse Burke, many of you may know Jesse Burke. He was very active in creating this particular group. Mm-hmm. There's Yavapai Justice, the Mental Health Coalitions. I know, and that's a very active community within
right.
the Prescott area.
More geared to if you're having a problem
right.
and you need to find help. So we wanted to get both, you know. We wanted to get crisis links in there. We wanted to get just general links for information as well.
And we should mention while we're talking about mental health that this is Suicide Prevention Month.
Right.
And, you know, during the COVID, it's been terrible, but our suicide rate has really skyrocketed during during the COVID pandemic. And it's been a very tough time for families. I know divorce rate is up, domestic violence is up. So these types of links are very important for people. The next one is Western Yavapai Guidance Clinic, which is amazing.
Another crisis group.
Exactly. So it's not all about physical, although that's important. Right. It's also about the mental side and helping people. So if you know someone that's struggling or someone that's in crisis, go to our website.
Yeah.
You know, and look, and then another one we have is People Who Care, which is an amazing group as well.
Right.
That really helps individuals individually. Yes.
So we wanted a balance on the website and the links, things that are positive and proactive and things that are for people who are in crisis or in need.
And let's just also put out an invitation to all the great nonprofits and all good groups out there that we may not know of.
Right.
Right.
Well, this is an invitation to be on our website, to have a link for you to be able to serve our citizens, because there are truly so many great resources here. And we're trying to be, a clearinghouse, for all these different great activities and groups that are helping people from the teen centers right up until, the elderly and Meals on Wheels and so forth. So really, when we talk about the lifelong pursuit of well-being, we really want to do that from young, from the cradle.
All the way.
All the way to.
And we didn't want to mention the other end, John, but thank you very much.
To make it 100 plus.
Exactly.
Well, this commission is in its infancy, and so we are an evolving commission, and we're here. If you want to be a partner with us, get in touch with us through the City Hall. We'd love to talk to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great. Again, we'd like to give you the one date, and that was October the 7th for our meeting from 3 to 5 at City Hall in the chamber. The other one was the event that you mentioned, Peg, which was...
Oh, yes. NACOG Health and Wellness Fair. We hope to have a lot more activities and resources, events that we can connect with and partner with.
And the one I want to mention is the Arizona Town Hall and Creating Vibrant Communities. That's on October the 1st. And that is at 10 o'clock to 11:30. It'll be done virtually. But I want all of our commissioners to be there, if at all possible, just to listen to what's being done statewide to try to make healthier, vibrant communities. And I think it'll be a great resource. But it's free to everyone that wants to go on and listen. So we will post that. We also will be posting on the city's Facebook page and our website. So I would like to go to the physical,
sure,
John, a little bit, because people do want to be more. I will tell you, I feel that I've worked so hard during the COVID to be healthy, to keep my immune system up, taking the vitamin D, out just walking every day, like I said, 8 to 10 miles every day, and just trying to stay healthy. So what are some of the things that we can do during this COVID-19?
Well, first of all, some of the things that we can do all the time are to make sure that we are hydrated.
Right.
Hydration, it seems so silly. Oh, you drink water. Well, you know what? How much water do I drink?
So let's talk about how much water we should drink.
You should drink half your body weight in ounces.
Okay.
So I'm not telling you how much I weigh, but I drink a lot of water.
Let's pretend you're 120.
120, so I'd want to drink 60 ounces minimum.
Minimum.
That's the minimum.
It's also things like when you hydrate. Okay, the first thing in the morning, you should drink water. That gets your cells activated. That gets your body moving.
Yep.
And that's the whole idea, is that if you're hydrated, that's your fuel for your body that allows you to feel good enough to move. And when you move, you get your blood pumping and you feel physically really well. And that goes right into a good mental mindset.
Absolutely.
And so during COVID, the fact is right now people need to be able to adjust their schedules to, walk, like you said, work out at home. The gyms are opening again, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And so the fact is, physically, you have to keep moving. You have to hydrate. And so physical activity. And of course, the main thing is that you eat really good food, real food, fruits, vegetables, non-processed as much as you can. And guess what? You'll feel really good.
You know, and I actually feel better than I felt in a decade or
two. You look
two,
great, by the way.
Or two, yeah. I mean, I've actually lost weight. People are talking about the COVID-15 mm-hmm. that they're finding 15 extra pounds.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
My dad has been, he's been, you know, 81 years old. He's been in seclusion. He's lost 35 pounds.
Yeah. Wow.
Only because he's not going out to restaurants.
Right.
So
well,
there's
yeah,
some positive there stories.
Yeah, there you go. And I've actually lost 15, and I want to keep it off. So every morning... But you have to set that priority. Every morning you got to get up and get out, and whenever it works in your schedule, for some it may be in the evening.
Before you go out, though, drink a nice big glass of water.
Oh, yeah, and actually take a bottle.
People think that we're silly, but the reality is in Prescott, we're at this elevation, you need to hydrate.
We do.
And it's a simple solution to the problem.
It is. Very easy. I just grab a bottle of water and go.
A lot of times people feel sick. They feel like they have the flu. All they are is dehydrated.
Yes, headache.
I mean, it's that. That's how important it is to stay hydrated. And because it's so dry here, you don't actually sweat. So you don't realize you're getting dehydrated.
And it's better for our skin, our hair, our nails, everything. So I know we had a question on hydration. But there was an article in the paper that kind of said, you know, not a good thing to talk about. But we'll hit that when we come back. But right now, folks, we have to take our last break. You're listening to the Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live at the World Wide Web at KQNA.com. And we will be right back.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
It's finally starting to cool off, and there's still time to make your annual propane pre-buy purchase. Buy now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right, winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett of your truly local propane company, inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online to save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
I'm John Lutz, and I want to be your next county supervisor. I've been serving customers for nearly 40 years on Whiskey Row. Like you, I live here because of our hometown atmosphere and the natural treasures around us. From the square to the Dells to the Verde River, our way of life connects us with our neighbors and the natural world. It's a great place to live, but our lifestyle is at risk. Too often, plans and developments are approved without enough community involvement or review. We can't stop growth. What we can do is plan for it and make sure we keep the country in our county as we move forward in smarter ways. Forward-looking, people-first plans for water and land use will help us preserve our way of life for our kids. We need visionary leadership in the county that recognizes the risks of growth and nourishes the things we love. As your supervisor, I'll make sure that your ideas and your needs are represented when decisions are being made. Learn more about me at VoteJohnLutz.com. Our future is up to us. I'm John Lutz, and I approve this message.
Water's garden companion plants for September are Raywood Ash, Russian Sage, Pampas Grass, and Gold Flame Honeysuckle.
Gold Flame Honeysuckle is the perfect vine to cover a trellis, arbor, or a fence.
Also works well when pruned to form a dense shrub.
Purple to deep pink flowers open to sweetly fragrant golden yellow flowers throughout summer and fall.
Deer and javelina proof and oh so easy to grow.
Shop the most fragrant vines in store or online at watersgardencenter.com.
were listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr.
Hello, everyone. I am Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr, and happy to be here filling in for our mayor, Greg Mangarelli, who is on a vacation, and I'm hoping that he has a great time and catches lots of fish and has a good time with that. But this is Talk of the Town, and we are talking about the Mayor's Commission on Well-Being. I'm here with our chair, John Murphy, and our vice chair, Peg Travers, and we've been kind of explaining to you what the commission is, but right now we're going to do a real plea for you to help us help you. So, John, I'm going to turn that over to you.
We are totally committed to making the city of Prescott the premier city of well-being in America. And that's a lofty goal, but we need to hear from you and have your voice heard. We want to hear your concerns. We want to hear what is your state of mind to your well-being. So please take the survey. The more information we have, the more we can help you.
And come to our meeting.
Come to the meetings.
On October the 7th. And then October the 1st about vibrant communities, I think that's, and we'll put that information out there so people will know where to go for that. You know, one of the other things, Peg, I really want to hit the mental because I think right now we're at the end of COVID, but it seems like it's also the height mentally right. For people because we're all kind of done and we want to get this over with, but we still want to stay safe.
Right, and a lot of people are fearful. And so we have a lot of people who have just really suffered over the last 6 months, and they are exhausted, and they're angry, and they're afraid. I teach a meditation class a couple times a week, and we haven't been able to meet for the last 5 months. It's a shame in a lot of the churches, people aren't able to go to church, so you're not getting that. You're not getting that purpose assistant. You're not getting that sense of community that you need in order to maintain your balance, your
mental balance.
The
social side.
So when you're at home and you're not able to get out, get online or read a book about whatever it is that gives you spiritual balance, and maybe do a little meditation. It's a pretty simple thing to do, and just a lot of books and resources available for that. Most of the people that I meditate with are still doing that every day, and it's helped them get through this. So we know how hard it is, and we're frustrated that we can't be more help to you right now.
So, and go on the website and look at purpose, and go down and connect with some of those links. It's very important that if you know someone that needs help, that they reach out and that they get help. And I think we've given you some good resources to achieve that. So I'm going to give you another resource. And, Bill, I hope I'm allowed to do this. I would like to give my cell phone out. And it's 928-227-7477. That's my cell phone. You can text me. You can call me. And I would like to tell you more about the well-being commission if you have questions about it, and invite you to join us. Once again, write this down. My number, 928-227-7477. Write down October the 1st, and that's going to be our Arizona Town Hall statewide. We'll be talking about creating vibrant communities statewide. I think it's really going to be a great session for an hour and a half. And then the other one, of course, is our meeting, and that's going to be on the 7th. Excuse me, that's on the
October 7th at 3 p.m.
Okay, thank you. I thought it was October. Whatever.
October 7th.
October 7th.
Oh, it's on Wednesday. That's right. It's on Wednesday. Thank you. Sorry
Wednesday,
about that.
October 7th.
So we want you to join us and at the City Chamber, 3 to 5. We'd love to have you. And so anything else that you guys want to plug in about well-being? We have
well-being,
half a second.
Just know that we're all volunteers and we're passionate and we really, really want to make Prescott as good as it can be.
We want you to stay healthy. We want you to stay hydrated and take that survey, right, John?
Keep on moving and take the survey.
All right.
So have your voice be heard.
Very happy to be here today. And again, we wish you a life of well-being, and we want to make our city. And one of the things I'd like to mention is that this is not just about the city of Prescott. It's about the areas around the whole Prescott area. We want to contribute because well-being doesn't stop at the city limits. It's for all of us. And so we hope that you will help us make that happen.
been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.